In this bulletin, Australia imposes a travel ban on people from South Korea and extra screening for travellers from Italy. A former police officer accused of drugging and raping women he met on dating websites, and a tennis club that missed out on a sports grant considers legal action. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia is banning people from travelling to the country from South Korea and is imposing extra screening measures on travellers from Italy. Both South Korea and Italy have been badly affected by the coronavirus outbreak. The new measures are on top of the bans on travel from mainland China and Iran. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a complete ban on travel from the Republic of Korea is necessary given the numbers involved.
We have about five times, in fact, just over that, five times the number of people coming from Korea than we do coming from Italy. The other issue is that with Italy, this more broadly feeds into the issue of Europe and travel from Europe more broadly, and we'll be watching closely those developments in over the days and weeks ahead.
The virus has now infected people in 80 countries with more than 95,000 infections and at least 3,250 deaths. 53 people have been diagnosed in Australia with COVID-19 and there have been two deaths. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Brendan Murphy says wearing face masks and panic buying is totally unnecessary. He says one of the keys to containing the outbreak in Australia rests with return travellers.
Any return traveller from any part of the world where there's a COVID-19 outbreak who develops symptoms should isolate and seek medical attention. That is the most important way we can deal with and stop spread in Australia.
The International Monetary Fund will provide $50 billion for countries impacted by coronavirus. The emergency allocation comes after the virus spread rapidly to 80 countries. The US state of California has declared a state of emergency after its first coronavirus death. A 71-year-old man with underlying medical conditions died in hospital near Sacramento after he was on a cruise ship. His death brings the U.S. death toll to 11. There are at least 150 people with COVID-19 in 16 states. A former police officer accused of drugging and raping women he met on dating websites is facing more than 100 charges. Sexual assault squad detectives in Western Australia charged the 50-year-old man over alleged attacks on 8 women. The man resigned from the WA police force in 2018 after an internal police investigation. Melbourne has been drenched with 55 millimetres of rain, which has caused flash flooding and public transport delays. It's the equivalent of a month's worth of rain, and the Weather Bureau says it's the highest rainfall for March since 1929. It's all due to the remnants of ex-tropical cyclone Esther moving south from Queensland and the Northern Territory. Former US Vice President Joe Biden says he wants to bring Americans together as part of his quest to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Joe Biden won 10 of the 14 states that voted in the Super Tuesday elections, and he and Bernie Sanders lead the field as the two most likely contenders to win the Democratic nomination in July. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has pulled out and is now supporting Mr. Biden's bid. Joe Biden says he decided to run for president to unify the country, and that remains his focus.
We're going to bring together all Americans, and we did that. We showed that last night, regardless of your race, your gender, whether you have a disability, your ethnicity, Democrats, Republicans, independents, of every stripe. And I really mean that. This is what we have to do to win. This is what we have to do to unify the nation. That's why I entered the race in the first place, to unify this country.
A Victorian tennis club is considering legal action after missing out on money through the federal government's controversial sports grant scheme. The Beechworth Lawn Tennis Club in Victoria missed out on $500,000 in funding despite qualifying for it. Through its lawyers, the club has issued a demand to the Australian Sports Commission to reassess its application for a grant. The club says it's been struggling for 20 years to get an upgrade to its facilities. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, also partly cloudy, 24. A shower or two in Melbourne, top of 19. Possible shower for Hobart, 20. Canberra, a shower or two and 25. Wollongong, similar, 25 degrees. Sydney, a shower or two, 28. Newcastle, a shower or two, 28 degrees. Brisbane, showers with a possible storm, 32. Cairns, a shower or two and 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.